My name's Poppy. Have we met before?
It's weird how much that sort of the smile and the lift makes you shift. It's really extraordinary.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear that you are shifting in the right direction.
Well, Poppy, I tell you what, it is a pleasure to speak to you.
That's good. I'm very. It makes me feel good to know
that you're
feeling good.
Poppy, I think you have an absolute natural talent for this.
Yes. Well, I'm very happy that you're happy, and that we're all moving towards the right place. It's better if we're all together and on track.
Yeah, but you see, that's one thing, but the truth is, I mean, you know, it is, if you lose sight of the things that are really going on, now it's the same thing I was saying to Spike, you have to balance it. You know, if you just bubble along, then, you know, I know Spike's wrong about most things, but he's right, you get run all over if you just bubble along, blibble, blibble, blibble.
Take life and enjoy it. You have to be happy with how life is. Lost your feet.
Listen. That one. Okay.
You really have to make the best of life.
Well, Poppy, I know people who think like that, and they're like, what they do, what happens to them is they think they ought to be happy all the time, and they're not. And then sometimes they can pretend, but actually, once they've pretended for a bit, it starts to gnaw them, and they know they're not really happy, and they feel guilty about it. And they do stupid things like, you know, going out and getting pissed every night or having wild orgies, anything to make themselves live up to this sort of, you know, image of what they think they ought to be like. And they're just destroying themselves. And if they would just let go and accept that misery is a natural part of life, as well as happiness, of course, then they'd have some chance. But you, Poppy, you and your type, you destroy them.
Happiness is where you want to be. Happiness is where everybody wants to be. Work towards happiness and do whatever makes you feel happy.
I'm sure you never did any Greek philosophy, but there's a lovely line, better Socrates in misery than a pig in bliss.
No. You want to be happy. Look what happened to Socrates. You need to be happy in the end.
Socrates, if you read the Phaedo, the end of that is absolutely supremely calm. He died well. He left a wonderful reputation. He had no regrets. I think Socrates ended really, really well.
I'm sure the hemlock tasted nice.
Well, but see, I mean, he had already lived longer than most people in his age. He was still healthy. He had very few worries. And as I say, he died. I mean, it's a really. Have you read it, Poppy?
Yes, I've read it. Yes.
So you know that, you know, he has this long discussion about the gods and the value of justice. It's very uplifting stuff.
So he was happy.
No, he wasn't. He was calm and tranquil. Poppy, even you couldn't be frigging happy after drinking hemlock, prat.
He was happy because he was fulfilled.
He was not happy. His state, the Greeks described as eudaimonis, which is blessed. And it was calm. It was not bubbly, Poppy. It was not bubbly, happy, Poppy type.
A man who reaches his natural conclusion is fulfilled and happy.
That is simply a game with words, Poppy, and you really, I mean, you're supposed to be a featherhead. You are not supposed to be successfully splitting semantic hairs.
If he was happy, if he reached his goal, he was happy. Tell me about some of your goals that make you happy.
Long time since I scored a goal. I remember, I do, actually, I'll tell you, the non-goal that made me happy, I was playing in a football match with my son and his friends, and there was one very, very difficult little boy, and I was in goals, and he dribbled up to me preparing to score. You know, this is before Ronaldo or anything, but making all the swaggery things, you know. I just accidentally stood on his shin. And, oh, I was so pleased. He went down and he squealed like a pig. And he complained, but I swore it was an accident. Nobody could do anything about it.
And I'm glad that you were happy. Perhaps not supposed to be, but...
And then, well... I mean, there's something I'm really happy about. I was really happy last night. I write music for sort of relaxation. And I sent off some settings to my daughter, who is a good musician. She emailed me back to say she'd really like two of them, which I'm really chuffed about.
And what is it about that makes you happy?
I don't know. It just happens. I mean, that's something. Yeah, it's a lot of it is just having the connection that I share something with my daughter, that we respond to the same things. Webcam. That's really nice.
Webcam. That's great. That's great to hear that sharing makes you happy. Glad to hear that.
Poppy, this is actually going on too long. I think, it's been... I don't usually like talking to Poppy, but today you've been in splendid form. Thank you.
Thank you very much.